We talked about this yesterday a little bit about the new Monopoly game. They're doing this a lot. It's not necessarily just Hasbro. That's the company that makes the majority of the board games. But you're going to see a lot of this. Remember when you would see boys' games were like building blocks and little toolkits and tool tables and stuff like that. And then girls were like, here's your doll with the hair and the makeup. And now they're starting to change things up, and they have pink toolkits and things like that, so girls can do things other than just makeup and hair if that's what they wish to do. So that's kind of bled over into board games. Hasbro wants to take on the conversation over the gender pay gap with a new game called Mrs. Monopoly, or Ms. Monopoly, pardon me. It's going to be the first game where women make more than men.
Well, wait a minute. I thought it was supposed to be equal.
Yeah, Monopoly doesn't have a pay gap.
Yeah, I don't understand this, because I feel like if you want to make it equal...
Yeah, that's right. He's
then
right.
When you pass Go, you should both get $200 like you do now.
Did you see Socialist Monopoly where you pass Go and you get $10 and $190 goes to the government? You didn't see that?
It's true.
Well, in this game, women would get $240 and men would get $200. This
why?
Makes me angry. You want to know why? I don't like when you have an un...
What's
like,
this? Reparations
women get like
Monopoly?
I don't know. Like when women get like a baby favoritism, like you're not as strong enough or smart enough, so we'll let you go ahead and do this. It's like, no, if you want to be equal, you have to be equal, so they both should get $200.
Right.
Oh, you don't like the pity.
That's a better word, yeah.
How about Les Moonves Monopoly, where you get assaulted and your pants are down every time you pass Go? No? Matt Lauer Monopoly?
You have a little button where you have a little sex drawer and a button closes the door.
Right, and the Monopoly board folds up on your junk.
All the little pieces are sex toys.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're talking.
Oh, boy. Well, they've started doing this with other board games, actually, and I feel like they're going to ruin it for everyone. Now they've tweaked Candyland.
Really?
The Ms. Monopoly game isn't the only new game dealing with America's issues. Coming this fall, it's Childhood Obesity Candyland.
1, 2, 3. I landed on Kale Smoothie. Yuck!
Any board game can be fun, but what every American kid needs is exercise.
I landed on 50 sit-ups. I hate this game. Can we play Chutes and Ladders?
Fruits and legumes? Absolutely. You do need more fiber in your diet.
No!
Childhood Obesity Candyland, from the makers of Woke Clue.
I think the killer is gender binary mustard who is triggered in the safe space.
And the makers of Obamacare Operation.
Time to remove the wishbone. Darn! And with my deductible, this is costing me $50,000.
And sorry, Social Media Apology Edition.
Sorry for that offensive tweet. Please don't cancel me.
Rick, Stacy, in the morning.